Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. My recipes this week include melon, cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon. What I love so much about working with melon is we can substitute any type of melon into these recipes. As long as it's not bitter melon or more of one of our savory melons, this recipe and the many recipes that are going to follow this week are going to be phenomenal for you and your culinary repertoire. Let's get started. My very first recipe is a goat cheese melon caprese salad. Now, if anybody's ever had a caprese salad, you know normally a caprese is done with tomato, basil, and burrata mozzarella. But we changed up a couple of things here just so we can make this more unique and really help to accentuate the flavor of our melon. Let's get started. The very first thing that I am going to have to do is to add 2 cups of melon, and we're going to add them, cut it up, medium dice. And it's very important that we do a medium dice because like a normal caprese, we don't want to domino them across each other or shingle them. We want to have this more of like a exciting salad, more that we have more freedom to do whatever we want with this kind of a salad. I need prosciutto, and I always put to taste with prosciutto because everybody has a specific way they like to have their prosciutto. I put to taste balsamic as well, and we do need balsamic because balsamic with our melon is going to be such a phenomenal flavor that it's really going to highlight what it is that we're doing with our salad. 4 ounces of Roma tomato, and we're going to do lemon olive oil, and I do that 2 tablespoons. Because I like to have that lemony olive oil flavor. Because remember, whenever we have a salad, it's always important that we have olive oil. Because olive oil is not supposed to be cooked. Whenever we cook olive oil, we actually make our olive oil rancid. So we don't want to cook our olive oil. I need a clove of fresh garlic and 2 ounces of fresh basil, chiffonade, salt, and pepper to taste. And what I'm going to do is playfully make my plate here. I'm going to put my prosciutto. I'm going to put a couple of drizzles of my balsamic. I'm going to put our Roma tomatoes. With the Roma tomatoes, you can cut them however you like. With the Roma tomatoes, I do like to cut them in slices, though, because we still want to remember this is a caprese salad. And we're going to do 2 tablespoons of lemon olive oil. We're going to drizzle those over the top as well. The clove of fresh garlic, what I like to do is get a microplane or a zester and zest that garlic on there fresh. And our basil chiffonade, sprinkle it all over the plate. Now, this is a goat cheese melon caprese salad. However, a lot of people aren't big fans of goat cheese, but my recipe for the goat cheese is simple. What we're going to do is the goat cheese is to taste as well, because a little bit of goat cheese goes a long way. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.